Mother, why does Daddy insist on instant Sanka coffee?
Your father says instant Sanka is 100% pure coffee, and the only instant coffee that lets him sleep. And your father knows best.
It's Father Knows Best, transcribed in Hollywood, starring Robert Young as Father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by Instant Sanka, the delicious coffee that lets you sleep, and Post 40% Brand Flakes. Mother, next time you're choosing a cereal, remember, new Post Brand Flakes give your family all the important keep regular benefits of bran in a cereal with a delicious new Magic Oven flavor. Insist on Post Brand Flakes, the cereal preferred and eaten by far more people than any other brand. Flakes. They're wonderful for breakfast, lunch, or in between meals. So get Post Brand Flakes this weekend. They're good, and so good for you. You wouldn't think an old straw suitcase full of dolls and doll clothes could upset a whole household, would you? Well, that's exactly what happened at the White Frame House on Maple Street the other day. The suitcase belonged to little Patty Davis, who left it in the Anderson yard, and Kathy brought it in the house for safekeeping. She set it in the hall and made her usual check-in call.
Mommy! Mommy!
But Margaret was next door borrowing some gloves for a party she and Jim were to attend that evening. So Kathy repaired to the kitchen for Operation Peanut Butter Sandwich. Betty was the next to arrive home from school. And as she stood there contemplating the suitcase, young Bud entered the house in his usual delicate fashion.
Creepers, save the pieces.
Oh, hi, Betty. Hey, whose suitcase? Who's here?
I don't know. I just got home myself.
Hey, Mom, who's here?
Shh, don't let them hear you.
Why not? Whoever is here already knows it. Hey, Mom.
Shh.
Is there a name on the suitcase?
I don't see any.
Oh, let's open it and see if we can find a name inside.
No, Bud, that's not polite.
Oh.
Besides, he might catch us.
Is it a he?
Well, it must be. No, she would have an old suitcase like that. It looks like that old straw thing Uncle Hubert used to lug around.
Gosh, you don't suppose it is Uncle Hubert, do you?
Jeepers, I hope not. I'll never forget the last time he was here. It seemed like we were quarantined in with the measles.
We better peek in the suitcase and find out for sure.
Oh, no, Bud. He's bound to walk in here the minute we open it.
Well, I don't think anybody's here right now. Mom! Mom! See, no answer.
Well, in that case, maybe we... Oh, he's probably got it locked. He always locks up everything.
I could call Claude Mesner. He claims he knows how to pick locks.
We can't break in, silly. Wait, I think I hear somebody in the kitchen.
Oh, he's probably out there hitting the icebox.
Run out and see.
Oh, no, thanks. I don't want to see him any sooner than I have to.
Well, I'll do it. For all we know, it might not even be him.
I'd rather not find out.
Uncle Hubert! Oh, it's you, Kathy.
Hi, Betty. Want a peanut butter sandwich?
No, thanks.
I think I put too many pickles in it.
Pickles?
You can have it if you want it.
I don't want it. Kathy, have you seen Uncle Hubert?
Uncle Hubert? Is he here?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
When did he get here?
We don't know. We haven't seen him. Was Mother here when you got home?
No. Nobody was.
They've probably gone someplace together. Probably the grocery store. Well, I guess there's no use worrying about it till we see him.
Sure you don't want this sandwich?
No.
Maybe if I put some jelly in it, that might have sort of sweetened up the pickle.
Oh, hello, Angel.
Hi, Mommy. Where's Uncle Hubert?
Uncle Hubert? What are you talking about?
Didn't you know Uncle Hubert is here?
Here? Oh, no, you're joking.
Betty said he was here.
Oh, good heavens, why does he always have to pop in without a word of warning? Where is he, in the living room?
I don't know. Betty was out here looking for him a minute ago.
Oh, dear. Well, I'd better go in and see what's happened.
Can I have a cookie, Mommy?
I don't care. Our meals will be all mixed up now anyway. I thought things were going along a little too smoothly lately.
Oh, hi, Mom. You home?
Yes, I'm home. Where's Uncle Hubert?
I don't know. We thought he was with you.
No, I haven't even seen him. As a matter of fact, I didn't know he was here until a few minutes ago.
Well, I can't find him upstairs anywhere.
Oh, hello, Mother. Is he with you?
No, I haven't been here. I was over at Mrs. Davis's trying to borrow some black gloves to wear to the Stewart's party tonight. Didn't Uncle Hubert say where he was going?
No, he didn't say. He just put his suitcase down there and left.
He was gone when we got home.
Oh, dear, he must have arrived when I was next door. Did Kathy see him?
Margaret, I'm home. Well, what do we got here, a convention?
Dad.
Father, guess what?
Dad, look at that suitcase.
Huh? Well, what about it?
Uncle Hubert.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, I was feeling so good tonight, too. Where is he?
We don't know.
He arrived when I was at the Davison.
So he left his suitcase here and went out.
Oh, me. He's probably sitting in some restaurant, pouting. I suppose I'd better go out and start looking for him. Oh, by the way, Margaret, here's a little present for you. You won't have any use for it now, though.
What is it, Jim?
A corsage to wear to the party tonight.
Oh.
You still wear one of those, Mom?
I said corsage, but... The flower, you know.
Oh.
Oh, it's beautiful, dear. But I guess you're right. We can't go now.
Well, I can't be here. Joe and I are going to write a song tonight.
Write a song?
Joe found an ad in a magazine, and it says that all we have to do is write the words, and they'll write the music for it, and we'll earn big money overnight.
Well, that's fine, but I think you'd better stick around here tonight.
Well, gee, Dad, don't you want me to earn big money?
Well, certainly, but...
Overnight?
But you know how disappointed Uncle Hubert will be if we're not all here. He always wants to have everyone around him.
Dad, this is the chance of a lifetime. All we have to do is send in $2 with our words to cover the cost of handling. And we earn big money.
Look, Bud, that's just a...
Where else can you get a deal like that?
Bud, you can't write a song.
Oh, no? We already got a great title. How do you like this? I'm gonna clutch you in my iron claw machine, baby. It's a ballad.
How cornball can you get?
Well, we'd better wind up this musical discussion and figure out a place for Uncle Hubert to sleep. Bud.
Oh, no, not my room again.
I don't know where else to put him.
Oh, God.
You can make out on the Davenport all right, can't you, Bud?
I keep rolling off. By morning, I'm all bruised.
Maybe that'll give you a new title for a song. Oh, how blue I am.
Oh, get lost.
Bud, why don't you take your suitcase up to your room, and I'll get some sheets and change the bed.
Just look at that suitcase. It looks even worse than the last time he was here. As long as the old one holds together, he wouldn't put out a nickel for a new one.
Come on, Bud, take the suitcase upstairs.
Okay.
You'd better take some of your clothes out of your closet and put them in the hall closet so Uncle Hubert will have more room.
More room for what, that one suit he wears? I'll get it.
No, I'll get it. It's probably Uncle Hubert. He's probably gotten into a fight with a streetcar conductor over the price of the fare. I'm coming! Hello? Who? Oh, yes, just a minute. I'll call her.
For me?
No, Kathy. Is she here?
Out in the kitchen. Kathy!
Somebody call me?
You're wanted on the phone, shrimp boat.
I bet it's Patty worrying about her dog and stuff. Hello? Oh, yeah, I found him, Patty. I brought him in the house. Huh? Just a minute. Daddy, can I take Patty's dolls over to her?
Not now, kid. You'd better be here when Uncle Hubert gets back.
Aw, gee. Hello, Patty? No, I can't. Well, I'll take good care of them. I'll put them in my room. Okay, Patty, goodbye. Gee, Daddy, I don't see why I can't go... Hey, where's the suitcase?
Bud took it upstairs.
Oh, well, good.
You better run upstairs, too, and get cleaned up.
That's just where I'm going. Oh, say, Daddy, when Uncle Hubert gets here, will you do me a favor?
Well, it depends on what it is, kitten.
Well, every time he sees me, he always says, ah, I'll bet here's a little girl who likes candy.
Well, you like candy all right, don't you?
Sure, but he never gives me any.
Oh.
Ask him to put up or shut up.
Kathy, it's not very nice to say shut up.
All right, then ask him to put up.
I'll see what I can do, kitten. But you better get upstairs now.
Yeah, I better take care of those dolls. Hi, Bud. Where'd you put the suitcase?
In my room. Dad!
Yes, Bud?
Will you grab some of these clothes before I trip? I'm losing my corduroy pants.
Well, keep your shirt on. I'll help you.
Father?
Why didn't you leave your clothes on the hangers? It would have been a lot easier.
They weren't on hangers. It was easier just to pick them up off the floor this way.
Oh, fine. Open the closet door for us, will you, Betty? Thank you.
Father?
Bud, don't throw your clothes on the floor.
Well, I hate to get those hanger marks in them. It makes them look so untidy.
Father, I still don't think it's right for you and Mother to stay home tonight.
What else can we do?
Just go. It's Uncle Hubert's fault for not letting us know he was coming. Besides, you and Mother don't get to go out very often, and you deserve to have a little fun.
Well, thanks, Princess. That's very thoughtful, but...
Besides, I invited Ralph over tonight because I thought we'd be alone.
Oh, I see.
Except for Kathy, of course.
Dad, can't I go over to Joe's?
Now, look, kids, to be honest, I'm not any happier than you are about Uncle Hubert. But there's nothing we can do about it. We're his relatives, and he wants to visit us.
Doesn't he have any friends he could visit?
Not in Springfield, he doesn't. And besides, wait a minute. He does have a friend here. Old Vess Kittner.
Vess Kittner?
Mm-hmm.
You mean that old fellow who sits on the bench in front of the city hall all day long?
Sure. Don't you remember the last time Uncle Hubert was here, he spent a day over at Vess Kittner's place?
How come they know each other?
Oh, they both come from Dubuque, Iowa, originally. I wonder if Uncle Hubert would like to see his old friend again.
Tonight?
Tonight would be a fine time.
Yeah.
I believe I'll just give Vess a call and let him know his old pal is in town.
Now you're cooking, Dad. Get to the phone.
Well, don't push me.
I'll look up the number, Father. How's that spelled? K-I-T-N-E-R?
Two T's, I think. Maybe that's where Uncle Hubert is right now.
Yes, here it is. Vessner L. Kittner. 8691.
If he's already there, it'll make it easier.
Betty, how's this for a song?
Not now, Bud.
Let's kiss and hug down by the old cut-rate drug.
Oh, no.
Well, it rhymes, doesn't it?
Shh. Hello, Mr. Kittner? Is this Vess Kittner? Well, this is Jim Anderson. Jim Anderson. I'm a relative of Hubert Clark.
Is he there?
That's right. Oh, he's fine. As a matter of fact, he's in town, and I know he'd like to get together with you sometime.
Not sometime, tonight.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Kittner. What are you doing tonight?
Now you're pitching, Dad.
Well, good. Oh, he's not here right now, but as soon as he gets back, What? Well, now, wait a minute, Mr. Kittner. What I meant was, Mr. Kittner, hello? 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 Oh, me.
What's the matter, Dad?
Isn't he going to get together with Uncle Hubert tonight?
Yeah, he's going to get together with him tonight, all right. But he's coming over here to do it.
Over here?
Now we're stuck with both of them. Well, it looks like the rumors flying around the Anderson household are causing no end of complications. But, Mother, here are some facts that will make your life much simpler.
I'm sure you've heard that bran is good for your family.
because it provides important keep regular benefits. Perhaps you've even tried serving bran, but found that the family didn't especially like its taste. Well, they'll like it now. Post 40% bran flakes have a new magic oven flavor, a crisper texture that's downright delicious. Yes, bran flakes by Post taste so good, they're preferred and eaten by far more people than any other bran flakes. Serving Post bran flakes is one way to make sure your family enjoys their keep regular benefits in a delicious cereal. Remember,
for goodness sake, eat Post bran flakes. So good and so good for you.
Post bran flakes are bought by far more people than any other bran flakes. So this weekend, get Post bran flakes and start enjoying them for breakfast, for lunch, and before bedtime snacks. They're good and so good for you.
It just shows you how an innocent little suitcase full of dolls deceived the Andersons into thinking Uncle Hubert had come to visit them, which meant they would all have to give up their plans for the evening. Jim's plan to send Uncle Hubert over to an old friend's house backfired when the friend decided to come over there to see Hubert. While most of the Andersons were in the kitchen trying to think up a new plan, Kathy went upstairs and moved the suitcase from Bud's room to her room, and then went into the bathroom to take a bath. At this point, Bud went up to his room to get a few more of his belongings and discovered the suitcase switch, and then tiptoed downstairs to report the news, like this.
Hey, Mom, Dad, I got some news.
That kid's going to break right through those stairs someday.
Hey, Dad, he's here.
Who is? Vess Kettner?
Uncle Hubert.
Well, thank goodness. Now I don't have to go out and try to find him.
Did he say how long he was going to stay?
Oh, I didn't get to see him. He's taking a bath. At least I think he is. The bathroom door's locked and I heard a lot of splashing in there.
I hope he doesn't let the tub run over again this time.
He doesn't want to sleep in my room, though, because he moved his suitcase into Betty and Kathy's room.
In our room?
Oh, dear, I wish he wasn't so fussy. Nothing ever suits him.
Well, he can't stay in our room.
What we'll have to do is put some clean sheets on Betty's bed. Betty can sleep in Bud's room, and then we'll move Kathy's bed into our room.
I'm not going to do it. I don't want to sleep in Bud's room.
Betty, this is an emergency. We'll all just have to make the best of it.
Oh, poo.
I don't want to sleep down on the davenport. Let me have my room and let Betty sleep down here.
I'm not going to sleep downstairs.
Well, wait a minute. Bud can have his room. Betty, you can sleep with me, and Jim, you sleep on the davenport.
Now, wait a minute.
We'll all just have to make the best of it, Father.
I'm too long for the davenport. Takes me an hour and a half to get straightened out again in the morning.
Come on, Betty. We'd better get upstairs and change those sheets.
Okay.
Jim, you and Bud had better come up and move Kathy's bed.
Okay. Come on, Bud.
I'm coming.
We better get things squared around before our new guest, Vess Kittner, gets here.
I don't know why Uncle Hubert had to pick this time for a visit.
Shh, he'll hear you. He's right there in the bathroom.
I don't care.
Betty, smooth out the wrinkles in the sheet on your side there.
Oh, let him straighten out the wrinkles himself. He's an old troublemaker, that's what he is.
Oh, now, Betty.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I sure wish you'd get my name straight this time. Last time he was here, he kept calling me Dub.
That might not have been a mistake.
Well, well, so this is little Dub. Dub sure got his mother's cheekbones. You got your mother's cheekbones, Dub.
He'll hear you, Dub. Grab hold of the end of the bed there, Dub, and let's get it moved.
Okay. I ought to be over at Joe's writing a song. That's what I ought to be doing.
Watch out, Bud. Don't hit the door.
Oh, sorry.
Easy, Bud. Tip it more. That's it.
Kathy ought to be doing this. It's her bed.
Where is Kathy, anyway?
I don't know. I told her to take a bath and clean up, but she probably went outside again when she couldn't get in the bathroom.
Watch where you're going there, bud.
Oh, I bet that's Ralph. He said he might come for dinner. I'll go down. I'm going to tell him to go home, and it'd be too embarrassing to have him stay.
Okay, bud, set her down.
Dad, couldn't I go over to Joe's just long enough to knock out half a song?
No, bud.
That would at least give me a part interest in it.
Look, bud, we've been over this 1,000 times.
You don't want to have to support me all your life, do you?
Father! Father!
I'm losing a fortune sticking around here.
Father, it's Mr. Kittner.
Already? What's he planning to do, have dinner with us?
I'd better get downstairs and start cooking. Bud, go out and see if you can find Kathy.
Hurry up, Father. Come down and talk to him.
All right, I'm coming.
He's in the living room. He brought a whole lot of old newspaper clippings to show Uncle Hubert.
I'll bet that'll be interesting.
Daddy, would you go out in the kitchen and start peeling some potatoes? I'll be right down.
Okay.
Well, hello there, Mr. Kittner.
Well, howdy, howdy.
I'm Mr. Anderson.
Sure, I know you. I'd know you anywhere, Mr. Albertson. Where's old Hube?
Well, old Hube is upstairs bathing. He'll be down shortly, I hope.
Yes, sir. I used to know old Hube back in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yes, I know.
Hube and me was boys together there. Young lad, used to ride around on the back end of Charlie Gettler's speed wagon. Where is old Hube?
I said he's upstairs. He'll be down.
I got a few clippings here, various news items. Old Hube will get a kick out of them. He sure liked them the last time he was here. I've saved some of these for over 40 years. You want to look him over?
I think old Hugh will be down pretty soon.
Yeah. Him and me grew up together in Dubuque, Iowa.
Yes, I know that.
As boy.
Well, that's the best way.
Yeah. Young lad, together we was. Hey, that was in Dubuque.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
In Dubuque, Iowa.
I see.
Yeah, that's where I first knew old Hugh. Him and me was boys there.
Excuse me a minute, Mr. Kittner. I'll go see how old Hugh's getting along.
Yeah, well, tell him I got some various news clippings. The Dubuque Bugle. Hey, most of them are out of the Bugle.
I'll tell him. Margaret. Where are you, Margaret?
Out in the kitchen, dear.
Oh.
How are you and Mr. Kittner getting along?
Well, he's from Dubuque. I found that out. Oh, brother, are we in for a gay little evening?
Well, it doesn't matter much what happens now. The evening's ruined anyway.
I think it's a shame you're not getting to go to that party. Just another shame.
Well, it would have been nice.
I can't find Kathy anyplace. She's probably over at Patty's.
I told her not to go over there, too.
Dad, can't I go over to Joe's? I just got to.
Bud, we might as well face it. That old fuddy-duddy has wrecked everything for us.
He certainly picked a fine time for a visit, I'll say that.
Now, wait a minute. What's the matter with us, anyway? This is no way to be talking about anyone.
Well, I don't care.
I'm as guilty as anyone here. But let's look at it from Uncle Hubert's point of view. He's probably lonely and decided this visit would be a pretty nice thing.
Well, why didn't he let us know?
I don't know. Probably never occurred to him. But instead of sitting around mooning, we ought to be thinking up ways to make Uncle Hubert's visit a happy one. And forget our own little selfish desires.
Well, I guess you're right. I guess we should all feel a little ashamed of ourselves.
Well, I don't think Joe is too much of a guy to write a song with anyway. His ideas are nowhere.
I'll bet Uncle Hubert would like a nice, fluffy banana cream pie.
I could make some of those blueberry muffins.
If you want a hit song, you've got to get something sentimental, like We Kissed in the Moonlight on the Old Catfish Barge.
Another ballad, I presume.
Hi, Mommy. How do I look?
Well, you look fine, but where have you been?
Upstairs, taking a bath and cleaning up like you told me to.
Taking a bath? Well, where's Uncle Hubert?
I don't know. I didn't see him. Is he the one who stole my bed?
Wait a minute. How could Kathy have been upstairs in both the bathroom and her room and not have seen Uncle Hubert?
Maybe he moved his suitcase back into my room.
Was it still in our room, Kathy?
No. The only suitcase in there is that one of Patty's with her dolls in it.
Oh, fine. After we went to all the bother of changing the bed, now he decides... Wait a minute. What suitcase are you talking about, Kathy?
That old straw one.
The one that was down here in the hall?
Uh-huh.
Oh, creepers! We thought it was Uncle Hubert.
Well, for gosh sakes, why didn't you make sure before you went around telling everybody?
I didn't tell anybody.
Well, somebody did.
I heard it from Kathy, I think.
I heard Bud and Betty talking about it.
Well, by George, this ought to teach us all a good lesson not to jump at conclusions and spread rumors.
Well, what I want to know is, where is Uncle Hubert's suitcase? Didn't he bring one?
He's not even here, stupid.
He isn't? Oh, boy, now I can go over to Joe's and make big money.
Yes, and we can go to the party.
Hey, what in tarnation is going on? Where the dickens is old Hugh?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Kidney, that's a long story.
Well, I ain't got time to hear it. I got to meet a friend of mine down in front of the city hall. You tell Hugh I couldn't wait.
Okay, I'll...
You might give him these news items, though. Let him look them over. They're from the Dubuque Bugle.
I'll give them to him, Mr. Kidney.
Much obliged. So long.
So long.
Jim, just how are you going to give Uncle Hubert the items when he's not even here?
Oh, I'll put them in the letter I'm going to write Uncle Hubert, thanking him.
Thanking him? What for?
Well, any man who can teach us the lesson he has today deserves our undying gratitude. Let's see now. Dear Uncle Hubert...
Hello, Jerry Marshall again. Say, I wonder how many of you have thought about what a really rewarding experience a good cup of coffee is. Yep, it's a fact. Nothing picks up lagging spirits faster than a steaming cup of coffee. Of course, for many people, the trouble with coffee is it picks you up and keeps you up night after sleepless night. That's because ordinary coffee contains caffeine. Now, if you drink instant Sanka coffee, you can be sure of deep down coffee enjoyment. And get your sleep, too. You see, 97% of the caffeine has been removed from Instant Sanka. It can't keep you awake. And Instant Sanka is all pure coffee with an extra rich flavor that makes each cup a really rewarding experience. Buy the economy-sized jar of Instant Sanka coffee. See how good it is, how well it lets you sleep.
The phantom visit of Uncle Hubert came to a sudden end, but not without leaving an indelible mark on the family in the white frame house on Maple Street. Like this.
Hurry up and finish setting the table, Betty. Wait a minute. Haven't you put on too many plates? 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Golly, I did. I guess I was thinking about Uncle Hubert.
Isn't there some superstition about putting on an extra plate by mistake? Means you're going to have a visitor, doesn't it?
You don't suppose Uncle Hubert is coming, do you?
Well, let's not start jumping at another conclusion.
You know, it's a funny thing, but I feel as though he's still here, on his way or something.
Me too, Mother.
Well, we've made this mistake once tonight. Isn't that in the... What was that?
That's him, Father. I feel it in my bones.
Oh, it couldn't be. Probably just the wind. Wait a minute. I'm sure I hear somebody walking around there. Oh, my gosh. Uncle Hubert?
No, it's just me.
Oh, Mr. Kittner.
Hey, did I leave a batch of news clippings around here? I don't want to lose them. They're from the Dubuque Bugle.
Father Knows Best, based on characters created by Ed James, was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West and Roswell Rogers. This is Bill Forman speaking.